This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi welcoming you to the Stories of the Prophets, episode number 63. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we're still talking about Maryam, and we'll be talking about Isa alayhi salam. So Mary and Isa alayhi salam. Yesterday we were talking about Mary when she was serving Bayt al-Maqdis, or when she was serving the Quds, the worshippers in al-Quds, and her age, we talked about, you know, those emotions that she had, and she released them in two main things, or she used them in two main things. The first thing was, the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the second thing was her benevolent work, and that benevolent work was serving the worshippers in Bayt al-Maqdis, yani doing, you know, voluntary work. And this is what she was doing at that age, you know, in her early 20s, maybe late teens. Maryam alayhi salam was very special. We talked about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored her, like he favored Al-Imran, the wife of, or the family of Imran. And we talked about the four greatest women in Jannah, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the greatest four women of Jannah, Khadija bint Khuwaylid, and Asiya bint Asiya imra'atu Fir'aun, and Maryam ibnata Imran, and Fatima bint Muhammad. These were the four greatest women that the Prophet mentioned sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah, and Maryam was one of them. She was special indeed, in terms of her ibadat, and in terms of her concentration and dedication and devout worshipper. Ya Maryam uqnuti li rabbiki wasjudi warka'i ma'ar raki'in. O Mary, uqnuti, be obedient to your Lord, wasjudi, and make sujud to your Lord, warka'i, and make ruku' to your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we talked about how the angels started talking to her, you know, Ya Maryam, O Mary. And then Zakaria, we talked about Zakaria when he sponsored her, you know, why she needed to be sponsored, because her father, you know, Imran died. She was, you know, and she, you know, in an early age, and then she needed someone to look after her. So a bunch of men came, because they all sought the ajr, the reward of supporting somebody who's working in al-Quds. And then came, and then they had to draw lots, or to cast lots. You know, it's like doing a, you know, like a head or tail. And then it was Zakaria, alayhi salam. We talked about Zakaria, who won the lots, and he, took care of Maryam alayhi salam. The angels, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, with regard to Zakaria, that he used to go and bring her food. كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا. Whenever the Zakaria used to enter, you know, bringing her food, al mihrab, that place of worship that she used to do her ruku' and her sujood, وجد عندها رزقا. He would find some rizq. He would find, you know, some means of provision, you know, for her, because she was busy doing ibadah, and then, you know, Zakaria was the one who would bring her food. But every time, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, every time Zakaria would bring her food, he would find that she already has some type of food. But the type of food that she had was different than the type of food that, you know, that people were having, you know, during that time. Meaning that if Zakaria was to bring her food known to grow during the winter time, he will find food, you know, that grows within the summertime. He will find food for her that she was already having there. And then he would tell her, how did you get this food? she would say, this is min indillah, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels used to bring her food. If he was to bring her food that was known to be, you know, that grows during the summer, you know, she would have food that grows during the winter, you know, likewise. So subhanAllah, every time Zakaria would bring her food, she would already have some food, right? And the angels used to bring her food. And Zakaria, when he asked her, she said, huwa min indillah. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Maryam, inna Allah astafaki wa taharki wa astafaki ala nisa'il alameen. O Mary, O Maryam, Allah Azza wa Jalla has favored you and purified you. Wa astafaki, again, one more time, and favored you. And my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He creates and He selects. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates and favors. This is the sunnah of Allah in this universe. He creates and He favors, right? Allah created the seven heavens or the seven skies, and then He favored the seventh sky. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the Jannat, the heavens, and favored the highest level in Jannah, Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind, and from mankind He favored the prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from those prophets, He favored Ulul Azm. He favored five from those prophets. And from those five Ulul Azm, He favored Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah azza wa jal, you know, He creates and He favors, even from the prophets. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, Tilka rusul faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. Those were the prophets, we favored some over others. Allah azza wa jal spoke to some, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala befriended some, you know. So this is again the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this universe. So as Mary was devout in her worship, one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to her or upon her an angel, Jibril alayhi salam, in Surah Maryam, Surah Mary, verse number 17. فأرسلنا إليها روحنا فتمثل لها بشرا سويا. And then روحنا, Allah Azza wa Jalla sent His ruh, His soul. That means when we say ruh, ruhullah, you know, the soul of Allah, that means Jibril alayhi salam. That's what it means. Jibril alayhi salam is known, you know, to have that name, ruhullah. So فتمثل لها بشرا سويا. He came in the form of a man. He came in the form of a man. She does not know no man, she other than Zakaria and those that she serves in the Bayt al-Maqdis. And she is a very chaste woman. She does not, you know, fool around or whatnot. She is hashaha. She, you know, she devout, or she dedicated herself to serve Bayt al-Maqdis. All of a sudden, she sees this man that she has never seen before. And she got a little bit scared. She got scared. قال إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. I seek refuge in الرحمن from you. Be merciful. Be good. يعني don't try to harm me. She did not know who he was, so she sought refuge in Allah subhanahu wa taala. I seek refuge in Allah الرحمن منك إن كنت. She thought this man may harm her, may cause her some evil or whatnot. Maybe shaitan. She did not know who she was, and then he told her. قال إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا. I am رسول from your Lord to bestow this gift upon you. لأهب لك, from the name of Allah Al-Wahhab, the bestower of gifts. What a beautiful name, Al-Wahhab. لأهب لك. Whenever Allah Azza wa Jal talks about children in the Quran, or you know, when He talks about husbands, wives, children in the Quran, brothers and sisters, He uses hiba, haba, wahaba, from the name of Allah al-Wahhab, you know, the gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He says, I'm rasul from your Lord, li'ahaba laki, to gift you ghulaman zakiya. Ghulaman zakiya, she's not married, to gift you with a righteous son, with a good son, with a righteous son. But she was a chaste woman, she was virgin, Maryam al-Adra, and she had no relationship with no man. أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بَغِيًّا. She says, how can I have a child? How can I have a son? How can I bear a son where لَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ, I had no contact with no bashar, I had no contact with anyone. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بَغِيًّا, astaghfirullah, I was not a prostitute. I was not, you know, I'm not a prostitute. I had no contact with the man. How can I possibly have a child? قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين. Likewise, that's what your Lord has decreed. It is something that is, you know, whatever Allah Azza wa Jal wills, all He has to say is be, and it is. All Allah Azza wa Jal has to say is be, and it is. هو علي هين. قال كذلك قال ربك. That's how your Lord has decreed. Your Lord has decreed that you shall have a child, O Mary. Your Lord has decreed that you shall have a son, that you shall have a child, and that is, you know, that is not much for Allah Azza wa Jal. All He has to say is be, and it is. فحملت به فانتبذت به مكانا قصيا. So she became pregnant. Maryam alayha salam, she became pregnant. When she conceived him, she withdrew herself because her belly started showing. But this woman, she works in Bayt al-Maqdis, in Quds, serving the worshippers. How can she have a baby? How can she get pregnant? So she felt really embarrassed, being pregnant. The devout Maryam, the Raki'ah, the Sajida, the Abida, the Qanita, Maryam, pregnant. So she withdrew herself to a remote place. To a remote place, trying to stay away from the eyes of the people. She did not want to, you know, feel embarrassed or be embarrassed. فأجاءها المخاض فأجاءها المخاض إلى جذع النخلة قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا. الله أكبر. And then the pain of childbirth, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Maryam, the pain of childbirth drove her to the trunk of a palm tree. Like I mentioned, she went to withdraw herself to a remote place. And then now she's, you know, she's having the, you know, the pain of childbirth. And she's about to, you know, have that baby. And then she, what happened? فَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضِ إِلَى جِدْعِ النَّخْلِ. When she was by, a, you know, by the trunk of a palm tree, she, subhanAllah, started feeling those, you know, contractions. You know, she was started feeling those contractions. And then what did she say? قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا. Oh my Lord, I wish I have died before this happened to me. I wish I had died وكنت نسيا منسيا. And I was like a forgotten. Nobody would even remember me. She wished, you know, death for herself. Instead of that, you know, what she thought was to be in embarrassment, you know, me being pregnant. People think I'm a prostitute. You know, whereas I was working, I'm chaste and working as a servant in Bayt al-Maqdis, and now I'm becoming pregnant. So she wished death. She was, I wish I died, or I had died, and then I did not have to go through this. فناداها من تحتها ألا تحزني قد جعل ربك تحتك سريا. And then ناداها, and then Jibreel again, the angel, he inspired her, spoke to her. ناداها من تحتها ألا تحزني. Don't be sad, O Mary. She was sad. She was, you know, not disappointed, but she was sad. So Jibreel called upon her, telling her not to be sad. قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ السَّرِيَّةِ. And provided, Allah Azza wa Jal has provided beneath you a stream. Beneath you there's a stream, so she can drink from that stream. So she can, because she was giving those, you know, she was going through those constructions and she was going through that childbirth, you know, pain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided her, or beneath her, of a stream. Drink from that stream. And قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّةِ وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ مِنْ جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا زَكِيَّةِ. And then Jibreel inspired her for what? Jibreel alayhi salam inspired her to what? To shake the trunk of that palm tree. And it's something not only reasonable, but something amazing. How can a girl, a woman, weak, going to the childbirth, to shake the trunk of a palm tree? The palm tree is huge. It needs hundreds and hundreds of people to be able to shake them, you know, to shake it. Yani one person, one man wouldn't be able to shake that tree. You know, 100 people wouldn't be even to shake that tree. You need hundreds of people to be able to shake a palm tree. So yet, Jibreel was telling her, هزي عليك بجذع النخلة تساقط عليك رطبا زي you know shake that palm tree رطب rutab is a type of date, you know, beautiful type of date will fall off from that tree and you can eat from them. Why would he tell her that? Why would he tell her to shake the tree? You know she's a woman, number one. Number two, you know she's going through pain of childbirth, about to give birth to a baby. On top of that, you're telling her to shake the palm tree. She won't be able to shake the palm tree. Here what's happening, brothers and sisters, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted her to make an effort. Make an effort. Tawakkul. But you put your trust in the Lord of Al-Wakil, the Lord of being subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, make an effort, but put your trust in Allah Al-Wakil subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make an effort, shake that tree, shake it. You won't be able to shake it. Just make an effort. Put, you know, shake that palm tree. You know, the dates will fall off from the tree. Eat them. They will help you through your childbirth. Allahu Akbar. They will help you through your childbirth and drink some water that from that stream. It will also make, you know, or facilitate the childbirth process. There's so many lessons here, brothers and sisters. Right? A woman who's giving child, you know, who's about to, you know, conceive a baby or to deliver the baby here, going through a lot of pain, you know, the sisters would know. You know, the pain, the contractions that you get during, you know, childbirth, you know, it's a lot of pain, right? And on the top of that, not only that hardship, you know, you need to shake a tree for the dates to fall, also that you can eat from them. So, but here, you know, again, like the man who came to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, he told him, Ya Rasulullah, shall I leave my camel or shall I tie my camel? You know, because I don't know, what shall I do? Leave my camel and do my thing? Or shall I tie my camel and do my thing? The Prophet says, tie your camel and make tawakkul. I'qilha wa tawakkul. Tawakkul is not, you know, tawakkul means, you know, not that you use the means. You use the means, but you put your trust in the Lord of the means. You put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, use the means. Go to a doctor if you're sick. But don't put your trust in the doctor who you think is going to give you shifa. The doctor will not give you shifa. The one who will give you shifa is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So, but do use the means. Go to work. But don't put your trust in your boss who's going to give you a paycheck. Put your trust in Allah who's ar-razzaq. But do go to work. Right? Do go. Don't stay and think Allah will pay your expenses. No, you need to go and make an effort for Allah azza wa jalla to provide you, for you to pay your expenses, for you to pay your bills. You can't just sit home and say, Allah will provide me, because Allah is ar-razzaq. Allah is the provider. He will provide me. He will provide me. Money will not rain on you. You know, it's nonsense, right? Even the one who is not devout, those who are not Islamically dedicated, you know, would think, you know, of course I have to work to make a living, right? Yeah. So what the thing is, you work to make a living, but you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-wakil. Because he's the one who enabled you to wake up in the morning, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the one who enabled you to find that job. He's the one who facilitated, you know, the ways for you and the path for you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the one who blessed you with a good health to be able to wake up and go to work. Who is the one who protected you and saved you from many things that were to happen to you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So always put your trust in Allah. And this is the thing here, this is the lesson, you know, with Maryam alayhi salam, Jibril telling her to shake the tree. She won't be able to shake no tree, but she's taking action, she's making a move, she's making an effort, the dates will fall, she will eat from those dates, and she will drink from that stream. وَيُنَزِلْ عَلَيْكَ رُطَبًا زَكِيًّا. And then she gave birth. She gave birth alayhi salam to Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam, another, you know, again, like I mentioned, you needed a great woman to give birth to a great man, Isa alayhi salam. Brothers and sisters, I will not be able to talk about Isa, you know, in this session, because just talking about Isa would require, you know, so many, would require maybe another two sessions, inshallah ta'ala. I will postpone that until next week. I will postpone that until next week. So, she will give birth. And after she gave birth, she will go to her family. She will go to back to her tribe. They will see, you know, this woman coming, you know, this chaste woman, Mary. And then she's coming holding a baby. You know, whose baby is it? People will start accusing her. Whose baby is it? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, again in Surah Maryam, فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ. She came to her qawm, to her tribe, carrying her child. And then the people accused her right away. يَا مَنْ لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ. قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمْ. Oh Mary, what did you do? What happened to you? Yeah, Mary, what did you? What happened to you? لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا. You brought some, you know, you brought this. What kind of sin is this? مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ. Your mother was not astaghfirullah prostitute. Nor your family. How come you committed such a sin? You know, bringing this boy. You know, and whose boy is it? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make Isa talk while he was still in the cradle, while he was still a baby. في المهد. المهد means in that cradle. He was still a baby, you know, a day old baby or so, will be able to talk to Banu Israel and tell them who he was, alayhi salam. For more, inshallah ta'ala, detail about the story of Isa alayhi salam, about the miracles of Isa alayhi salam, about him having or saying about the prophecy of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, talking about, you know, the crucifixion or the crucifixion, you know, is it crucifixion or crucifixion? Was he really crucified? Isa alayhi salam, was he crucified? Was he elevated? Is he dead? Is he alive? You know, if he's alive, when is he going to come back? Is he going to come back? When is he going to come back? What are the signs of him coming back? Do the Christians believe that Jesus is dead or is he alive? You know, today, in what level, on what Jannah, what rank is he in? You know, Isa alayhi salam, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he met him. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he met Isa alayhi salam when he was ascended into the heavens. Where did he meet him? Alayhi salam, right? What are the things that Isa alayhi salam said and his struggle again with Banu Israel? All that we will say for next week, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Jazakumullah khair again. May Allah bless you. Thank you for your attention. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. It's Maghrib time here in Toronto, so I've got to cut it short again. But as of next week, inshallah ta'ala, as time will change, we will post the new timings, inshallah ta'ala. Again, Jazakumullah khair. Thank you so much for joining. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. And this is Riyad Warzazi checking out. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. By the way, these sessions are all recorded on Facebook, Instagram, and on YouTube. Right? www.youtube.com/user/Riyad Warzazi. So you can always go back and watch them and share them as well, inshallah. We'll see you next week, brothers and sisters. Those of you on Instagram, those of you on Facebook, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Talk to you next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.